We're going to talk
Blog
today
talk
about
radio.
Change, dealing with change, how to cope with change. You know, everybody in their lifestyle has change that they're going through. Right now in 2020, there's a lot of change that's happening. There's a lot of things that are happening. We have the political stuff. We get in Democrat Georgia just turned blue. It's always been red. We have business changes, strategic business, how to deal with business, how to handle businesses, life changing, moving from one realm to another, moving from different areas, moving out of a new home to another home, financial changes. Everything in 2020 right now is about change. 2021, I'm sorry. We don't want to go back to 2020. So everything is about change and dealing with those changes that are out here. So tonight we are going to talk about change, dealing with change in the mature way, in the mature fashion, how to deal with change, why is dealing with change okay, and how different people cope with it. So that's going to be the topic for tonight, dealing with change. Now, this is just my opinion. I'm not sure who's going to be watching this and live and everything else on this show tonight, but I would like anybody to give input on topics that they would like me to talk about and like me to discuss on this platform so that we can actually discuss them and get you interested in what I am saying. You know what I mean? I'm thinking about doing a little bit about celebrities doing business. I'm thinking about talking about just different things going on in life, different things going on in all kinds of topics. But everything is based upon business and dealing with business and how to deal with it. I'm going to start a shout out section for small businesses. If you have a small business, DM me. Inbox me, send me an email, info@iamuniqueright.com. If you want me to shout out your business, every podcast is every Wednesday. If you would like to be a host or if you like to come on to my podcast with me, you can hit me up at info@iamuniqueright.com, or you can actually hit me up via DM, Instagram, Facebook, Blog Talk, any other platforms that you want to hit me up on, so that we can talk business and I can shout you out on my Blog Talk. And if anybody ever wants to join me in this conversation, I am happy to have anybody who wants to be live. You can call in to the Blog Talk Radio at 563-993-5562, 563-993-5562. So anybody who is live now, who wants to be a part of this or who wants to have anything to say or wants me to shout them out, I have a post on Instagram. So anybody who actually hit me up on the Instagram, I will comment and shout them out on as well. So let's get back to this. In 2021, we have dealt with a lot of changes, right? Everybody is dealing with change. New relationships, getting out of relationships, old relationships, new business environments, new living arrangements, new how to do your business, how to live life, how to function. We got to wear these masks everywhere we go out now. We can't hang out like we used to. You don't want to be club. You haven't seen your family members in a long time. You're dealing with all of this change and everybody doing the things that they do in their whole business, right? In their whole lifestyle. So dealing with that can be very, very overwhelming to some people. Some people don't handle change well. Some people it's not compatible to change, especially if it's quick or last minute or sprung. They have to think about it. They have to analyze it. They have to, you know, put it all together. But at the end of the day, if you're dealing with change and you're trying to adjust to change, you actually need to think quickly, move quickly with it. Because if you take too much time or you take too much energy dealing with this change, then it will overwhelm you, and you'll get frustrated, you'll get aggravated, but you have to make the choice and then execute whatever plan that you have. So say you want to start a new business, you want to quit your 9-to-5 job, you want to do this. That is a drastic change. There's going to be things that you're not used to. Okay, so if you're saying you want to start a new business and you're like, I've never done this before. You've never worked. You've always picked cotton all your life. You always worked on a job all your life. And somebody's like, well, let's start a business. Okay? So at the end of the day, you have to think about how much money does it cost you to live? How much money does it cost you to live your lifestyle you want to? What are you willing to sacrifice when you make that change starting your own business? Because now you're 100% in control of making your own money, making your own business, doing what you want to do in your business. So those are the things that you really have to take in consideration. What are you wanting to change? What are you willing to sacrifice really in doing business as you? You know what I mean? Because now you have to go out there and grind, got to hustle, got to stay up late hours, got to do so many different things that you never really did before. You know what I mean? And you have to make those changes, right? So are you ready for that change? Then say if you're moving from and you're starting this new business and you're developing your concept and your ideas, in the beginning, not everything is going to work out exactly how you want and how you desire. Sometimes your changes that you make are going to actually push forward in a different way. Different things are going to happen. You're going to meet different people. But what you really have to do and really have to know is where you're going and what your path is and where you want to be. You know what I mean? What do you want to do? What are your goals? Who do you want to be with? Now, at the end of the day, some people that are in your change, you might lose a couple folks in the transition. When you're making that change, you may lose some people. It is okay. It is okay if you lose a couple people in the change, because you're making a change, you're regrouping, you're refocusing on everything that you're doing. So if you lose one or two people, it's like, oh man, I thought you was my friend, but you moved here and now you acting funny. I thought you was doing this, but now you're trying to do, say you said you want to start this new business and now all you do is stay home all day. Yeah, I got to stay home. Because now I got to save all this money that I was spending out. I'm not bringing in no more money until I start getting my clientele up, until I start making this business, until I start doing all of this other stuff that I have to do with this investment that I have to invest in me. So, yes, I'm not going to be at a club anymore. I'm not buying Gucci and Versace shoes anymore. I'm not getting my hair done every week. I'm not getting my nails done every week. These are the things that you have to do and you have to change in your life. If you want to make that sacrifice in business, you may have to go down to internet on your cable bill. You may have to move into a smaller apartment. You may have to sell some of your stuff. It is okay, because those things, if you sacrifice, you get more back when you're sacrificing. You know what I mean? So if you put your sacrifice, when you give stuff away, when you push it out there, when you do stuff like that, that actually opens you up for the opportunity to have new things. People are like, oh, I'm losing this, I'm losing that. It's not about losing, or I don't have this no more. It's not about that. It's about having a place for the new thing. If your closet is full of clothes, if your shoes are full, if your pockets is your, if your bank account is full of money, then how are you going to get more money? You know how you gonna do things if you don't invest and you don't spend and you don't do things that you are putting your mind to. So when you are making a change in your life, when you're making that drastic change, that move forward, there are things that you're going to lose. It is okay. It's okay to lose. It's not a failure. Things that you may have known for 5, 6, 7, 8, 20 years, it's not a failure. It's just a change. You're changing. You're growing. You're developing into somebody. It's like watching, for an analogy, it's like in the fall. Every fall, the leaves fall off of the trees, right? Do you think the tree is crying about, oh, my leaves are falling off? No, because they know when the spring comes after the winter, then I get new leaves. I get pretty new leaves. I'm blossoming. I'm being freaking awesome and blossoming into a new development. So sometimes that change has to be put out there. You have to lose your leaves. You have to lose all of your leaves to grow into a beautiful new tree. Each tree grows a little bit higher every year, gets a little bit more leaves. The leaves change colors. New flowers start blooming. All kinds of things happen to this. But guess what happened? They had to lose everything to regrow, regroup, redevelop. So in dealing with business, in planning your business, in creating your business, you have to deal with that. And this goes along with life too. You move to a new city. You have to deal with those changes that happen. Things are not going to work out perfectly on day one, day two, day three, day four. They're not going to do it. You got to readjust. You got to redevelop. You don't have the momentum you may or may not have had before. And if you're moving from bumfuck to a much better city, now you have to develop those relationships to create what you need to create, right? So you don't have the old relationships you have. You have to redevelop. You have to find those changes. You have to do different things to create. So you just need to make sure that when you're going through these scenarios, when you're going through these changes, that you are doing the things that you need to become the person that you want to be. But at the end of the day, you have to know who you want to be, who you are, who you're developing to be, all of that. You have to know where you're going, because if you go without a goal, a passion, a strive of what you're going to do, what you're not going to do, it's going to be difficult when those changes are coming, right? Again, there's always going to be roadblocks in everything that you do. 2020 was a freaking roadblock for the whole world, not even the United States, not just rich people, not just poor people, not for the people who do this kind of business. It was a roadblock for the whole entire world. If you didn't learn something about yourself in 2020, you might as well just stop talking. Like, this is not relevant. You know what I mean? You have to, like, you needed to learn something about you, who you are, what you're willing to deal with, what you're willing not to deal with. What are the things that you want to change about yourself? What are the things that you like about yourself that you want to embrace more than maybe somebody else has been suppressing? What are the things that you want to talk about, what you want to deal with in yourself, in your life, that you didn't even know? What maybe something you had inside of you and you're like, oh, wow, I want to do this now. I want to do that now. I want to create. I want to do this. This working a job, I've been working at home. I understand how I could allocate my time, you know, dealing with your kids, knowing how to deal with your children during this whole phase of becoming an entrepreneur and becoming a business owner has developed. Like, those are the big things that you have to deal with when you are dealing with in your brand, in your lifestyle, in everything. So those are the things that you need to understand when you're going through change. You know, so everybody has different things that now they have to go through in their life. And you have to focus on what those things are and focus on how to make those changes moving forward. What you're allowed to do, what you're not going to allow to happen. So, like, give you example, 2021. In 2020, like I've told y'all guys before, I have my Airbnbs. I've helped a lot of people. I've helped out a lot of people in 2020 that I'm not going to help in 2021. So if you got me in 2020, you're not gonna get me in 2021 or for that point on. It's just the truth. At the end of the day, y'all got it. I did what I was gonna do, and I'm done. You know, that's the whole part about it. Like, I've helped as many people as I can. If you're not my family, if you're not greatly associated with me, if you're not helping me build, if you're not helping me grow, if I'm not messing with you. If you're causing me headaches and drama, you're gone. If you're costing me money, you're gone. If you're doing too much, you're gone. Whatever I think that is. You know what I mean? So coming into here, this month in January, freaking detoxing. Detoxing from going out all the time, detoxing from drinking, just trying to stay home, stay focused, and work on my making unique me. Because if you're not willing to make that change, you can't get new results, right? So every year, we go through all of this lifestyle. We go through all of this, all of these things. And if we continue to do it every year, then you're not going to make any changes going forward. Nothing's going to happen differently. You're not going to do anything differently than what you were doing before. And that is the most important part of coming into a new year. People have, I have all these great New Year's resolutions. Fuck resolutions. They're not worthy. They're not worthy to have. They're pointless. A resolution is not a point. Have a goal. Have a change list. Have a new lifestyle creation list that you want to create. Want to learn a new lifestyle. Because you come into 2020, you want to have a new lifestyle. It is a new time you to actually become a new person. You know, if you have to change your surroundings, if you have to change where you hang out, if you have to change who you talk to, do it. Who is it going to hurt? If these people are not paying your bills or not bringing you bread, then why are you worried about what they are doing to you or what they're saying to you or what? You got love. Aw, that's so sweet. But like my mom says, and like anybody else says, love never paid a bill. Love never paid a bill. After a certain age, you understand that love is very fickle. It changes. You can love a person, but does that mean that you need to be with that person? You can love your business, but does that mean you need to continue to keep your business open if it's not making you no money? You can love your car, but if you can't afford your car and it's costing you to go under and you about to get a repo, then you might need to change it up. So those are different things that you may have to do to deal with your life and to deal with everything that's going on. You have to change those things. Sometimes you might need to make an abrupt change and just move. Just move. Try a new place. Try a new area. Try a new neighborhood. Because sometimes you get stuck in your normal range. Try a new relationship. Try a new whatever. Sometimes you get so stuck in what you are doing and your routine that you don't even know how to get yourself out of change. You don't know how to even get yourself out of it. So why are you sitting there festering? You're wondering why nothing is growing in your life. You're wondering why this is not happening. You're going to have to take this time to make these changes, to do the things that will get you the growth that you want. It's like having a plant. You have this pretty plant. Once the pot gets too big for it, what do you have to do? You have to change the pot. Sometimes you just need to change the pot. It's okay for you to have to change the pot. It is allowed. It's fine. Just change the pot. You need more pot. You need more dirt. You need a bigger pot. You need to cut some leaves off of it. Do whatever you have to do to make those changes, to make whatever you need to do better and grow, to make you as a better person. People say at some point in time, in your life that you become extremely selfish. Until you understand your selfish you, you really can't understand anything and anybody else. Because at some point in your life, at the time of your life, you have to know what you're willing to do, what you're willing not to do, because who is going to make you unhappy or sad or whatever? You're the only person in control of those things. If you're happy, you're in control of that. If you're sad, you're in control of that. You can have the worst day ever and nobody will ever know, because it's about how you carry yourself, how your demeanor is, and what you want to pursue out there. And then all these people who are ungrateful and unhappy for the things that they are doing in their life, the things that they have going on, and you're not happy about it, then you're not going to ever get any better change moving forward. You're not going to get nothing better because you're not even happy with the BS that you have now. Think about all of the great stuff that you actually have right now, that you're actually doing right now, and just be excited about it. Now, is it where you want to be? No, it doesn't have to be exactly where you want to be, but you have to learn to appreciate everything that you have right now so that you can move forward to get something better. Because if you're not appreciative for what you have, your job, your business, the little bit of money you are making, the life that you are, what you are doing, if you're not happy about that and you're not excited about that, then what's your purpose? What is your purpose of doing it? What do you have going on? Does that make sense? So be happy, be excited about what you are doing, how you're excited about it. And if there is a change that you have to make in your life, embrace the freaking change. Embrace it. Do it. Just do it. Like Nike. Just do it. Okay? So those are the things that I'm talking about today and dealing with that. Business changes. Lifestyle changes. 2020 took everybody through drastic changes. And y'all should know all of these things about yourself. It made you strong. It made you weak. You broke up with some people. Some people got married. Some people is lonely. Some people wanted to jump off bridges. There's so many things that there's people wanted to do. And how stress, your stress levels in 2020 happened, made you so stressed out, made you so like, oh my God, this is happening to me right now. Why is this happening to me? But it's like, you, like for me, for instance, you get a stress and then you get a blessing. You get a stress and you get a blessing. You know why that happens for me? It's because I am excited about my life. I love my life. I'm super, like, everything that I have, I'm super excited about. Because You have to just love it. I love my lifestyle. I'm free to do whatever I need to do. I can move how I want to move. Yes, I want to make a lot more money. A lot more money is coming very soon. Easily and freely, it is coming to me in large sums. This is going to take off so awesome that people will need you. In 5-10 years, y'all will be like, damn, you need, remember when you was doing the podcast with the little trees next to you and the money thing? Man, I remember those podcasts, man. I'm going to look back at this thing and still be like, man, that was so jokey. You were so jokey in the podcast. But it's real shit. Everybody has to start from somewhere. Everybody has to stay consistent. Everybody has to do the things that they didn't want to do that they will have to change. And if you want to grow, you have to do different things, right? So I'm on here. I'm doing this podcast. I'm live. I'm indefinite. I want to add another day, but I'm really not ready to commit to that day. But I'm excited that I can commit to this one day. For the last 90 days or almost 3-4 months that I've been doing this, I have put myself on Spotify. I'm now live on, of course, y'all see me live on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I got my blog talk going. I got my YouTube channel going. So if y'all want to see me, if y'all don't want to hear me, however it goes, I am here for you guys. Like, my thing is, I want to connect. I want to help people grow. I've had this idea over years of building is that I want to help 100 small businesses grow. I started a brand called Be Unique. Today, beunique.com. Beunique.today. So it is because of .com. They want to charge me $90,000 for the .com for Be Unique. If anybody wants to donate, please donate to that cause because it's a $90,000 cause. Now, I don't know what the purpose for this $90,000 piece of real estate on the internet will do for me, but it might, I don't know. I never spent $90,000 on anything at one point in time. But my whole thing is that I want to grow. So, but the thought process and the idea behind the Be Unique brand is the most, with the items that I sell, I have a very low markup. I sell it so that I can sponsor a business every year. Every year, I want to take the time to sponsor a business. Being part of I Am Unique, right? I want to help businesses grow. When you take my classes, I want to make sure that you are actually doing what I'm teaching. If I say I'm creating an online course, at the end of the day, I want you to have your online course set up. When you finish my class, I want to take the time and the dedication to make sure that you have it if you finish the class. If you're taking my planner class, I want to make sure that you have a planner that you can put on the market and sell and promote it yourself. These are things that I want to do so everybody can be rich. And we, like I say, let's all be on the beach naked. All be on the beach naked. That is the whole goal in life. And who wants to be on the beach by themselves? You need a crew. I need a crew for people to come. I need a crew of successful 1% of these people that are on here talking to me to be able to be like, yo, we getting on the jet tonight. For a private jet, it's $10,000 for a round trip, right? If I get 10 people at $1,000, we can go wherever the freak we want to go for the most part, right? So imagine us just flying somewhere. Be like, yo, come on, man. You want to fly? We don't got to worry about TSA. You don't got to worry about FBI, CIA, NBA. We don't got to worry about nothing now. We're going to hop on this freaking plane, and we're going to go on vacation. We're going to have fun. We're going to call a pilot whenever we're ready to leave. We can't miss the flight because we made the flight. That is the whole goal, to be sitting on a private jet, doing whatever we want to do, moving however we want to move, and motivating ourselves to do what we want to do. That is the goal of becoming an entrepreneur, right? So I want to help all of you guys grow, make these changes in your life, make these focuses in your life so that we can all grow to become that. So whatever I can do, I'm willing to help. Now I need your help to tell me what you need help with. My biggest thing is, first of all, we have to have the mentality and the mindset to make these changes. We have to know what we want, how we're going to do it, how we're not going to do it, what we're willing to do, what we're willing not to do, and how much money we want to make doing it. Those are the goals. So those are the things we want to do. Now, making that change, that viable change, that sacrifice, that oh my God, I got to move into a one-bedroom studio apartment. Oh my God, I might have to live in my car for 30 days. Oh my God, I got to eat noodles for a month to make sure that I have this amount of money to do this investment. You know, those are the things that you have to change. Those are the things that you, those are the levels of sacrifice that you have to do. I need to work. You got, if you want to be on stage and singing, I'm running around, you got to get your energy up. You got to be able to do those things. Because if you do not have that energy, that motivation, that level to grow, you can't ever grow into being. If you're not willing to make those changes in your life, you're going to have such a hard time growing and developing into whomever you want to be. Because every year you have to excel. You have to grow. You have to grow like this tree. You have to grow like this plant every year. Some of the years you may die. You may die. But it's not a bad thing. It's okay if you die. You're going to regrow. You're going to regrow. You're going to redevelop. You're going to become something else. Because when you die, you're going to learn what killed you. Hey, you drank too much water. You put too much water on this plant. You didn't give it no plant food. It didn't have enough sunlight. You were stressed out. You didn't eat properly. You got sick. Whatever it was, you're going to have to go through these things to understand what you are going, what you're doing in life, and what you're going to have to sacrifice in doing. So making sure that you are ready to make those changes in your life, you have to do. If you want to, again, if you, anybody on here, I'm going to stop, pause for a few minutes. If you would love to hop on with me, you want to be a guest, call in. If you want to talk about what's going on in your life, how you've made changes, how you are able to make changes, you can call me at 563-993-5562. You can call me and we can chime you into this blog talk and have you live streaming with me. You can send me a chat on live chat on YouTube if you want to watch me on YouTube. Y'all, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, IamUniqueWright.com. I am Unique Wright. Please subscribe. Please go on to Blog Talk. I'm on Spotify. Please add me to your Spotify playlist. So if you can't listen to this all right now, you can always go back to the playlist. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. If y'all are getting this or somebody shows you this message, follow me. Because my thing is, all I do on here is preach to help y'all grow to be a better person, to be a better human being, to be a better business owner, to change that mindset. So like I said, we all can do this fabulous thing, hang out on the beach, chill out, relax, and live our best life. But there is a level of sacrifice that you have to go through, a level of sacrifice that you have to deal with to actually believe in this. If y'all understand what I'm saying, please give me some hearts, give me some love, shoot me a thumbs up. You know, those are the things that I would appreciate. So, and also, I would love you guys if you actually posted some comments on these posts so that we can talk about what you want to talk about. If there's a subject that is bothering you, is there something that you have, your ideas that you want going on, let me, you know, send me a post, send me a DM, or something in your life that you need to discuss or you just want to hear talk about, then hey, shoot me a DM, shoot me a message, and let me know. I'm always looking for guests to be on my podcast. I've done it by myself. I've had some call-in guests, but I really appreciate small businesses coming on to talk about their issues so that we can kind of troubleshoot your issues live. Like, it doesn't have to be your personal issues, business issues, anything that you want to talk about. Those are the things that I like to talk about with you. So those are what I want to go through and push forward for 2021. Also, in 2021, I'm going to start doing segments. So I haven't come up with the topics of what segments I'm going to do and how I'm going to do them. But if you're going, and we're going to brainstorm this. So next week we'll have segments and we'll talk about segments. I love talking about mindset because I believe that that is your main factor of everything that goes on in what you're doing, is you have to have that mindset. You have to have that passion. You have to have that desire to do what you want to do, how you want to do it, and create that business that you really, really want to create. So, and create that lifestyle. Even if it is working a job, if that's what works for you, I'm happy for you. I'm excited about it for you. You just need to push forward and make sure that you're happy doing it and be excited about it. Don't complain about having a job every time you walk into the damn job. If you have to complain every time you're at the job or going to the job, then you need to quit the job. Simple as that. Oh, I can't quit the job because I'll lose my lifestyle. Well, you need to figure something out or get happy. One of the two. Quit the job, find a new job, or get happy. Get happy. Be appreciative, and then maybe a better opportunity will open up to you on what you're doing and how you're focusing. You know what I mean? You have to know, but at the end of the day, if you do not know what you want, if you do not know what you desire, then it is no point for you to push forward. Just stay in your dormant phase and be a bum. And when I say bum, doesn't mean you don't have no money. It just means you're a mental bum. You don't think. simple as pie. You just stop thinking. Sometimes, I mean, that can't be easy. Sometimes I wish I could just stop thinking. You know, I have to think for a lot of people. I have to tell a lot of people what to do all day, every day. I have to give advice to a lot of people. If everybody I gave advice to paid me, I'd be balling. But unfortunately, they don't. So, but at the end of the day, I love what I do. I love my desires. I love my wants. I love everything that is going on. What did you say, Derek? You have any COVID relief fund for minority business? I heard there's $1 billion set aside. Yes. Okay. This is off topic, but since he asked, I will let you guys, we'll talk about it. PPP has opened up. Paycheck Protection Loan has opened up. It is semi-forgivable. You can get that money. You can get it forgived if you want, if you need the money and get it. So if you want a PPP, but with the PPP, you have to be legitimate. You have to have a business account. You have to have, you did your taxes in 2019. You have to have a 941 form, which shows that you are processing payroll. You can do it as a sole proprietorship, yes, but you got to have numbers because they're not giving out a $1,000 PPP loan. They're giving out 10 and 20 and 40 and 50 and $2 million out. So if you're not making that capital, if you're not paying yourself, not making over like 150, not paying yourself about $20,000, $30,000 and you're trying to get 10,000, then that's not really going to be your route to go to, because the money you'll actually have to pay out to make sure, because you got to pay, get your corporate taxes done, get all of those done so that you can actually put it out. Now, on Monday, the EDIL will be launching a new platform where you can apply for the EDIL loan. That loan and grant, I'm hearing that the grant is coming back. I don't have 100% certain, but that is easier for you to apply. You just put your information in there. You say how much you make. You say how much your cost of product. So what? It's really a numbers game. So say you make $80,000 and you want your cost to do business. It'll ask you what the cost of business is. You want to make sure that those numbers have profitability to it. Because if you say you made $80,000 in 2019 or 2020, and the cost of doing business is cost you $89,000, you're at a loss. This is when you want to be profitable. So you want, and the lower that number is, say your cost of doing business, you want to keep it at $5,000, $8,000, $10,000, and then that number in between actually dictates the average amount of loan. I've noticed that if you say that, you'll get half of what you said. So if you ran a business and it cost you $80,000 and you said it cost $10,000 to run, they're going to say you have $70,000 in profit or, you know, in profitability. That's not including payroll and all of that other stuff because they don't ask you about payroll. But that's $70,000. So they usually give you, if you say you have that 70, they usually give you about 30,000 or 30 to 40,000 in between that to help you out. You know what I mean? So that helps. Making sure those numbers make sense on that paperwork. How many employees? They say that it doesn't matter anymore to get the grant. They said if you had 10 employees, you got $10,000. If you had one employee, you got $1,000. So it all just depends on how those numbers are. I don't know if those numbers make a difference now in the new grants, because they said they were taking some of that out. Because technically, if you applied for the PPP, you were supposed to get $10,000 grant on period as long as you checked the box. So, but again, if anybody needs help with that or needs some help filling out those forms or putting all of that paperwork together, it is tedious. It is a task. I am here to help you for a low, low fee, but I am here to look out for you to make sure you get that money out there. So on Monday, the PPP is already active. You can go to your bank. You can go to Ready Capital, Lendo, a bunch of other companies out there that are giving them out. PPP, you have to find a vendor, a bank who is giving the PPP loans out. The EDIL, you're straight through the SBA. Now, everybody's complaining about these loans, and it's a loan. Yes, it's a loan. It is a loan that's probably cheaper than your mortgage. It is a loan at 3.5% rate, okay? That is the interest rate on this loan. It may be reducing. You do not have to pay this money back for another year after you get it. So a year after you get this money, you do not have to pay this money back. So if you get $40,000, you have a whole year to come up with these notes at 3.5%. The bad part is if you wait a whole year, your interest of that 3.5% occurs for the whole entire year. So keep that in mind. If you have it, start paying it off early. Those payments are like $100, $200 on $40,000. So, hey, if they drop you $40,000, put $2,000 or $3,000 in the bank account so that you can start shelling it off in 6 months. Use that money to double it and make your money that way. Make it and start paying it back that way and use that as investment, your investment cushion. So that would be my idea, what you can do and how you should handle that situation. Again, if anybody needs help filling out those applications or need help talking about it, I am here to help you guys put all of that together and get it done. So going back to change, because if you do the application right, that could change your business, that could change your life, that could change everything that goes on with you if you invest in property. Please do not go out here and buy Louis, Gucci, Burberry, buy plane tickets everywhere, because they do track your business spending account. And if you're going to do stuff, make sure you pay yourself and then do it, not just pull it out your business account. Be smart about how you handle your business and how you do things. But I am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach. I am here. I'm about to sign off on this blog, on this live, on everything else. And if anybody have any questions or concern, I'm going to take questions for the next 5 minutes. So if anybody wants to hop on, we still have 15 minutes to go. If anybody wants to hop on and talk to me, you can give me a call at 563-99-3562. And we can talk more about how you can deal with change, how you want to function with the change, what changes you can make to your life to make you a better person, a better everything. There's so much you can do out there that can make you better. And sometimes it's just about your phrases, your words, your ideas, your energy, and everything else that you put out there. Because you are the reactor to the reaction. So make sure that the way you react, the way you deal with situations, take blame for whatever situation that you're going through. Learn from that situation. Use that situation as a learning lesson so that you can learn and you can grow and you can develop from it and be that better person that you need to be for your family, your business, your life. Because some of y'all are firecrackers. Some of y'all are calm and don't react. And maybe the people around you need you to react. Sometimes you do too much, you do too less, you do just the right amount, and maybe you need to do just a little bit more. So those are the things that you need to do and understand who you are and how to deal with those changes and how to deal with the changes around those people that you have around you. And if you cannot deal with the changes or you do not want to make those changes, I'm not saying you have to make these changes, but unless you live in a world by yourself, unless you live in a world by yourself, you have to make changes to cope and to deal and to associate yourself with anybody. Derek, DM me whenever you would like to come on live. I do this every Wednesday at 9:00. Just let me know when you want to come. Give me a date and you'll be a guest. So let me know. So I'm super excited about this. If you have not already, please visit my website, iamuniqueride.com. Make sure you go to my website. You look at the classes that I offer. I have some free stuff. I have some resources. I have some things that, you know, I had a whole list of like Black business grants that you can get. I need to update that list because some of those things have expired. But right now it's the first quarter. We need to think about what we're going to be doing in March, April, and May. That's how far we need to be thinking. We should have already planned for January, February, and March and grow. If you need a planner, if you need the business planner so that you can plan out your quarterly, is a quarterly planner. They're $25. If you buy all four, they are $100 for all four for each quarter that we're coming into. Every quarter has a list of dates, has a list of activities, you know, and it's a lifestyle planner. It's a business lifestyle planner to get you right from your insides, from your guts, from your rooter to your tutor, like your grandmama would say. You know, get you from your insides to your outsides, how you eat, how you talk, how you dress, how you look, how you feel. I want to know all of that about you. So hit, get the planner. If you need to learn how to remove negative people out your life, grab my book by Pookie. I have done all of this in 2020 for you guys to grow and develop and to be the best. These are things that I have dealt with and I have changed all my life. So those, I wrote some things to help everybody develop to that person who they want to be. So this is I Am Unique Right, your DIY business coach. I am signing off, and I will hit you guys back later. Bye. Hit me up on the gram and share this with anybody. Share this with everybody that you know. Please share it. Please share it. All right. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.